Governor Bill Walker's administration has called a truce in its dispute with the big three North Slope oil producers over plans for Prudhoe Bay. The Department of Natural Resources has approved the latest development plan for Prudhoe, ending a standoff that raised fears the Walker administration was threatening the company's leases at the site, potentially disrupting production at the state's largest oil field. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholz reports.
This dispute goes back to January, when the Walker administration requested detailed information about how BP, which operates Prudhoe Bay, plans to market the field's massive gas reserves. It was the first time the state has made such a request, because Prudhoe doesn't currently ship gas, only oil. But the state wants assurances that BP and Prudhoe's other owners, ExxonMobil and ConocoPhillips, are preparing to make the gas available to a potential North Slope pipeline project. Here's Commissioner of Natural Resources, Andy Mack.
The state's position is that we're at a point where we need to prepare for a major gas sales.
Mack spoke from Seoul, South Korea, where he's traveling with the governor and other state officials in an effort to promote Alaska's gas line project. BP refused the Walker administration's request, arguing the information the state wants either does not exist or would be illegal to release under antitrust laws. And in June, the state declared the Prudhoe Bay plan incomplete and gave BP 2 months to try again. That decision raised concerns the state might be considering action against the company's leases if they didn't cooperate. But the state reversed course. On September 20th, Mack sent a letter approving the company's plan. He says the state didn't get all the information it requested, but the administration has been encouraged by the company's public statements in support of a state-led gas line project.
There's always a request and then there's a response. And you know, in many cases, it's not a perfect match. And I think that's the case here. But we felt comfortable at the end of this process that it was the right thing to do for the state of Alaska to approve the plan through 17.
The approval came with the caveat that the state expects more detailed information next year. And Anchorage Republican Kathy Giesel, who chairs the state Senate's Natural Resources Committee, says the letter seems to leave the issue open.
I think there is definitely a tone of ongoing threat to the leases on the North Slope, based on Commissioner Mack's letter. That's a concern to me as an Alaskan.
Meanwhile, the head of the State Division of Oil and Gas, Corey Feige, announced plans to resign the same day Mack's letter was sent. Feige has been the face of the Walker administration in the dispute for the past few months. But Mack says her decision has nothing to do with the Prudhoe Bay plan. A spokesperson for the division said Feige was not available to comment. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.